Good morning. The scriptures command us quite clearly to not neglect the gathering together of the saints. Why do we gather together? Well, there are a number of reasons and a number of purposes. I'd like to remind you of one this morning. And that is, each time we come together, we are coming to rededicate ourselves to Christ. The time of rededication. And in that time of rededication, part of that involves the confessing of our sins. Romans 12, 1 and 2, two very famous verses to us, remind us of this need for dedication or rededication. Paul writes, "I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Well, needless to say, none of us have been good, acceptable, and perfect this week. And because of that, we need to rededicate ourselves to Christ. And part of that is by confessing our sins. We have a number of them that we need to be reminded of, and I'm going to mention different ones and ask that you would pray silently to the Lord and confess those errors, confess those sins as we pray before your God, before our God. So let us pray, and let us first confess our sins as a nation. Let us confess our sins as a church. And let us confess how we have failed our God in each of our own ways. Lord, we confess that we are a wicked nation. We live among a wicked people. We pray that you would forgive us our sins. We are a very fallible church, Lord Jesus. We pray that you would forgive us for those sins that we have committed as your people. And Lord, each of us have turned our backs upon you in each of the last days. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would be gracious to us. Thank you that you're a God who forgives. And Lord, as we know that you forgive and forget, Lord, we need to remember. And remember how wicked we are and how great is your forgiveness. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you that you have forgiven us, that you have wiped the slate clean. We pray these things in the glorious, forgiving, and wondrous name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.